This is Akashvani, the news read by Ling Biahui. The Union Cabinet today approved seven major schemes to improve farmers' lives and increase their income at a total outlay of over 14,000 crore rupees. Addressing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said key projects include the Digital Agriculture Mission, Crop Science for Food and Nutritional Security, Strengthening Agriculture Education, Sustainable Livestock Health, Horticulture Development, Krishi Vigyan Kendras and Natural Resource Management. He said the Digital Agriculture Mission is being developed on lines of the structure of digital public infrastructure for agriculture. Mr. Vaishnav said a 309-kilometer long new rail line project has also been approved by the Cabinet to provide the shortest connectivity between two major commercial hubs, Mumbai and Indore. The project will be completed by the year 2028-29. The Cabinet has also cleared a proposal to set up a semiconductor unit at Sanand in Gujarat. The proposed unit will be set up with an investment of 3,300 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a three-day visit to Brunei and Singapore tomorrow. The Prime Minister is visiting Brunei at the invitation of Sultan Haji Hassan al-Bolkiah. This will be the first ever bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Brunei. On the second leg of his tour, the Prime Minister will visit Singapore on the 4th and 5th of September at the invitation of his counterpart, Lawrence Wong. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today launched party's membership drive in New Delhi. Mr. Modi got his membership renewal certificate from party president JP Nadda. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, BJP government has started a special effort by creating the PM Janman Yojana that aims to bring tribal communities into the mainstream. BJP National President Jagat Prakash Nadda, senior party leaders and Union Ministers Amit Shah and Rajnath Singh also addressed the gathering. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has arrested the former principal of the RJ Kaur Medical College and Hospital, Dr. Sandeep Ghosh, today over financial misconduct in the medical establishment. He was being interrogated by the agency in connection with the rape and murder of a woman doctor as well as financial irregularities at the hospital. Heavy rain has disrupted normal life in Telangana, Andhra Pradesh, Maharashtra and Gujarat. In Telangana, at least 16 people have lost their lives in rain-related incidents amid the current smell of heavy rainfall in the state. Talking to media in Hyderabad today, State Minister D. Sridhar Babu said the situation is grim in the worst affected districts like Khammam, Mehboobabad and parts of Suryapet. Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy visited the Khammam and Suryapet districts and took stock of the situation. The Chief Minister announced ex gratia of 10,000 rupees to the families affected by the floods. He also urged Prime Minister Narendra Modi to declare the situation as a national calamity. In Andhra Pradesh, all efforts are being made to restore normalcy in the flood-affected regions. 36 teams of Disaster Response Force, 152 motorboats and 280 active swimmers have been pressed into action to undertake rescue operations in the flood-impacted areas in NTR and Guntur districts. Helicopters and drones have been deployed to provide food and medicines to the inaccessible areas. Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu visited the severely impacted Singhnagar area in Vijayawada in a motorboat this evening to oversee the relief operations. In Maharashtra, Parabhani, Nanded, Bid, Jalna and Hingoli districts have been the most affected due to heavy rains, leading to overflowing of rivers causing closure of roads and highways. In Parbhani district, an Indian Army column comprising 60 soldiers and medical teams was mobilized today to assist the district administration in rescue and relief measures. At the ongoing Paralympic Games in Paris, Day 5 turned out to be a memorable one for the country as Indian athletes won a gold, two silver and a bronze to take overall tally to 11. It was raining medals in para badminton. Nitesh Kumar bagged a gold medal defeating Britain's Daniel Bethel 21-14, 18-21, 23-21 in men's singles SL3 event. Shuttler Tulsimati Murugesan claimed silver after losing her women's singles SU5 final to China's Chi Xia Yang. Another shuttler, Manisha Ramdas, won a bronze in women's singles SU5 category. And that is the end of this news bulletin.